那我们继续读以弗所书的时候，我们发觉哈，连续的读一本书呢，有它的好处。
When we keep reading the book of Ephesians, we realize that continuing reading one book brings a lot of benefits.
按照顺序哈，尤其是这些书信，它是有一个连贯的思路哈，一口气写的一本书信哈。当我们连续读的时候，我们就能够抓住它的脉络，比较能够体会它里面讲话的重点。
When we read a book in its order, it's easier for us to grasp the writer's gist and to better understand.
比如我们一读到四章第一节，我们就知道这是一个新的段落，保罗要讲一个新的重要的思想了，因为他说，我为主被囚的劝你们。
When we read to chapter 4, we realize this is a new key point, because Paul says here, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to...
我们能感觉到他以他当时的那个被囚在监牢里的身份来竭力的来劝导我们，说明他一定要把很重要的事情要对我们讲了。
And we can sense the urgency through the words that he's going to tell us something very, very important.
同样的，今天我们读到四章十七节的时候，我们就感觉到保罗的口吻是很郑重的。
And also today, when we read chapter 4:17, we realize that Paul is once again use a very solemn tone.
他再次哈讲完十六节的经文之后，到第十七节，他再次加重他的口吻，对我们讲话。
After verse 16, when he writes verse 17, he emphasized his tone again.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说。
So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord.
所以两次重复我要说啊，就是强调哈这个语气。后面的话你要仔细来听了，因为我是很郑重的说的啊。
Here he repeated it twice to emphasize the tone of his speech, like what he's about to tell us is very important.
不仅是我说，我说的话不是随随便便说的哦，我是在主里向你们说的。
It is nothing just say it casually. It is speaking in the Lord.
我在这里不是在发表个人的意见呢。我是在主里受了圣灵的感动，主差遣我作为使徒来向你们讲话的。
Paul was not expressing his personal opinions or his own thoughts. He was speaking after receiving God's revelation.
是圣灵借着我的笔向你们写这封信，向你们实实在在的讲话的。
He wrote the letter. He talked to the people through the Holy Spirit.
在主里确实的说，我实实在在、很诚恳的对你们讲话。
He insists on it in the Lord.
就好像主他讲话的时候也常常会强调语气的时候，他会说，我实实在在的告诉你。
The same way as Jesus, when he talked to his disciples, he said, truly, truly, I say to you.
所以我们就知道啊，保罗这样的加强他讲话的口吻是要引起我们的注意。下面的话我们要仔细的听哦。
So we know that by emphasizing his tone, Paul is going to say something very important and we need to be listen carefully.
所以当我们仔细的哈把四章十七节后面的经文仔细的去思考的时候，我们就会了解为什么保罗要这样的加重他的口吻对我们讲话。
After we read the rest, we would understand why Paul would do this.
他这一段呢讲了三件事。
He mentioned three things in this paragraph.
他先给我们讲描述了我们以前是什么样子的。
First, he described what we looked like before.
这个世人生活在世上，他们是到底是怎么一回事？
How do people live on the world look like?
然后他又告诉我们不一样了，今天我们在耶稣基督里面成为新造的人了。
And then he mentioned we become a new born in Jesus Christ.
比较起旧造旧的人，这个新人应该是什么样式的呢？
Comparing to the old self, what the new self shall be look like.
然后他就劝我们怎么样？脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And then he persuaded us to put off the old man and put on the new man.
让我们知道我们在地上有一个新的盼望，新的方向，是靠着主耶稣基督里面的重生，把旧我除去，让新我能够不断的呈现在我们的生命当中。
So we know that we have a hope on the earth through Jesus Christ. We were reborn, so we actually put off the old self and we put on the new self.
新人和旧人之间是没有中间地带的，我们要么活在旧人当中，要么活在新人当中。所以他很竭力地劝我们说，把旧人要脱去，要穿上这个新人。
Since there's no middle ground between the new self and old self, he urged us to put off the old self and put on the new self.
我们先来看看在保罗的笔下这个旧人到底是什么样子。
Let's first take a look at what the new old self looked like in Paul.
这个我们生出来生到这个世界上怎么会变成旧的人的呢？为什么要用这个旧人来描述我们呢？
Why do we use the word old self to describe us? And what is the cause of the new self, old self?
这个旧人是从哪里来的？
Where is the new old self come from?
上帝创造世界的时候，尤其创造了人以后，他说这个世界是好的，而且人在其中是甚好的。
After the Lord created the world, he see it and he said it is good, especially he see human being, very good.
怎么这个好的人好的世界变成不好了呢？
How could be the good turns into a bad?
哦，那就是因为亚当夏娃的犯罪。
It is because of sin from Adam and Eve.
当那个魔鬼的话借着那个蛇进到了亚当夏娃的心中以后，亚当夏娃又顺着魔鬼的引诱去行的时候，就从这个好的创造变成了不好的创造。
When the words of the devil through the serpent went into Adam and Eve's heart, and they behave according to the devil, and the good thing become bad.
原本被造有一个完整的上帝的形象的人，如今就亏缺了神的荣耀，怀疑神的话，逆着神的话去做事的人，就从好人变成了罪人。
The full image of a human which was created according to God's image has been damaged, that therefore they become sinners.
不仅如此啊，到第二章的时候，保罗还讲说，不光是好人变成了罪人，而且变成了死人。
Not only that, in chapter 2, Paul said the good man becomes sinners and dead men.
保罗说你们死在过犯罪恶当中，他叫你们活过来。
Paul said, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
这里灵里面死亡的人，那时候你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，随从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子中心中运行的邪灵。
In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
没有得救的人的样式说，我们以前也是这样哈，从前也都在他们当中放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
All of us also lived among them at one time.Gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving the wrath.
到第二章十一节说，所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人。
And then when it comes to chapter 2, verse 11, it says, Therefore remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world.
这就是前面保罗在第二章已经向我们描述的这个旧人到底是像什么样子。
This is what Paul has already described in chapter 2, what the old man looked like.
保罗也有点像一个很有经验的一个医生，在给人这个旧人做一个诊断。
Paul is like a very much experienced a doctor to diagnose the old man.
那到了第四章这一段的时候，大家仔细去读啊，保罗他的诊断是说，人的根本问题出在哪里？出在心上。
When it comes to chapter 4, let's read it carefully. Paul mentioned that the true problem is that something's wrong with the heart.
人的根本问题不是外在的，是人心里面的。
The real issue is not outside, but it's inward.
不是人这个行为层面上的，是人最深层内在的那个思想，内在的那个意志，内在里面的情感发生的问题。
It is not outside, but it's inward. It is emotion. It is the mindset.
心出了问题。
Something's wrong with the heart.
这也是圣经一再在提醒我们的，我们要格外的保守自己的心，要胜过保守一切，因为我们一生的果效是从心里发出来的。
This is also what the Bible has once again remind us that we need to keep our heart because our lively fruit comes from our heart.
主耶稣基督也提醒他的门徒说，这个出口的不能啊，这个入口的不能污秽人，唯有出口的才会污秽人。
Jesus also reminded people that what comes in your mouth cannot make you bad, but what comes out of your mouth can.
因为出口的讲出来的话是从心里发出来的，从我的心里面发出来，达到别人的心里面，如果讲的话是污秽的话的话，就会污秽别人的心。
Because what comes out of your mouth actually comes from your heart. If what comes out of your heart is bad, then it's going to disturb and others.
所以保罗在这里又成了一个心理医生哈，真的是保罗是一个最好的心理医生。他给我们的人心呢，做成一个非常好的一个诊断啊！这里四次提到我们心中的问题。
So here Paul is acting as a psychologist and he's analyzing our heart issues. He mentioned the problem four times.
第一个，他讲到人是有虚妄的心。
The first one he mentioned that it is in the futility of their thinking.
那些没有得救的人，这里讲外邦人啊，他们是存着虚妄的心行事。
The Gentiles who do things in the futility of their thinking.
这个虚妄的心，这个心实际上原来的意思是人的思想哈，这个 NIV 翻译成 thinking， 有的版本翻译成 mind。
The word heart here actually means originally means thinking. One translation translated as mind.
虚妄的心。这个虚妄又是那个 vanity 哈，就是虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空的那个词。
And the futility of the thinking also can be translated as vanity.
当人的思想，当人的心思意念当中所想的东西都是无益的、无用的、无果效的，不能长出好果子的那些都思想的时候，那个人的行为就偏离了神，就落到罪恶当中。
A person's action is going to be off stray from where his road is supposed to be if he, all day long he's been thinking about nonsense stuff and the stuff that's fruitlessness.
虚妄的心不等于说他什么都不想哈，他里面是空的，不是，他是用这个人的虚妄、魔鬼的谎话、世上传播的这些虚谎的东西、消息来充斥了他的心思意念，把神的那个真实的话、神真理的话给排除在内。在外，让人的里面是虚空的啊！这里面虽然充了很多的东西，但是这些的思想是没有果效的。
The futility of one's thinking does not mean the person is not thinking. Instead, the person has been thinking about stuff all day long, but it's all filled with devil's words, and it's meaningless.
这就是发生在亚当夏娃最开始所发生的事。原先他们心中装着神的话，很简单，神就告诉他们不要吃。吃的那日你必定死，但当魔鬼的话进来的时候，当虚妄的话、欺骗的话、谎言取代了神真实的话的时候，这个人就开始出问题了。
This is exactly what happened to Adam and Eve when God told them not to eat the fruit, but they listened to devil's words instead of God's words.
第二个，保罗提到说，他们带来的结果，虚妄的心带来一个什么？心地昏暗。所以这个心呢，是也是另外一个词，但是跟前面这个词是很接近的，是讲人的思想，是讲人的 understanding， 讲人对这个世界的理解，对问题的看法啊，心中的观念。
Next one, it brings us to the darkened in their understanding, and here, the translation is supposed to be understanding.
为什么心地会昏暗呢？因为没有光。
Why the heart would be darkened because there is no light?
因为我们知道神的话是我们脚前的灯路上的光，如果一旦神的话被排除在外，里面就会变得越来越暗，因为没有神的光。
Because we know God's words is a light in front of us. If there's no light, then it's all dark.
然后第三个他提到说，因为自己的无知而心里刚硬，这个心是我们平时啊，英文就翻译成这个 heart 啊，就是我们讲的心。
The third one is the hardened of their hearts, and the translation is indeed heart.
Yeah, 这个观念呢，在我们这个人整个这个内在的这个里面，这个人这个心呢，是整个这个人的一个控制中心。
And here, the heart is the control center of the whole body.
它把人的这个思想、把人的意志、把人的情感都综合在一起，在那里做决定的一个内在的中心，这个在圣经里面被描述成这个 heart 啊，就是这个心。
It integrate the person's thought, his mind, his body, and take action.
这个心为什么会刚硬呢？
And why would heart be hardened?
保罗说是因为无知。
Paul says it's because of ignorance.
当他离开了神的真理，当他不听神的话的时候，他就开始很多的事情他就不知道了。
When this person is away from God, away from the truth, he's ignorant and he doesn't know anything.
当他违背神的时候，他不知道神的心在那里伤痛。
And he doesn't know God's heart is hurting.
当他顺着魔鬼的诱惑去行的时候，他不知道魔鬼是在那里引他进入到陷阱。
When he follows the devil's way, he doesn't know the devil is leading us to his trap.
当亚当去责备、去 blame 去推卸责任给亚、夏娃身上的时候，他不知道那一刻夏娃心中是何等的受伤。
And, Adam doesn't know how hurtful Eve felt when he pushed the responsibility to her.
他以为他吃了以后他眼睛会明亮，会像神一样来决定来判定善恶的时候，他不知道那他正是走向生命的反面。
He didn't know that when he thought he could make judgment and tell from the good and evil the same way as God, he actually is walking on the opposite path.
这样就带来一个更可怕的结局，就是良心丧尽。
And this brought a tragedy, which is having lost all sensitivity.
这个话用中文来讲是很难听的啊！你说这个人是丧尽良心、丧尽天良的人。
And it's a very heavy word in Chinese. If we describe someone have lost all its sensitivity.
你仔细看哈，它的翻译应该是翻译成就是他所有的这种感受，我们讲那个大麻风哈，就是那种的状态，他没有很清晰的感觉，对别人的伤痛，对世界的这种苦难，对这个东西呢，没有一个真实的感受啊，这是 sense 的意思哈，他感觉上出了问题了。
So something's wrong with the feeling. This person is cold-blooded and doesn't feel anything.
他很冷漠
and become apathetic.
他伤害别人的时候，他甚至自己都不知道他在伤害别人。
When he's hurting someone, he doesn't even realize he's hurting someone.
结果带来呢，就是放纵私欲、贪行种种的污秽的行为。
And then the result is what we have read in the verses.
这就是人在没有得救之前的光景。
This is what man looked like before he was has been saved.
不一定每个人都把这里面所描述的都很完全完整的都表现在他的生命当中，但是只要是没有得救，按照现在的趋势走下去，就必然会走到那样的一个结果。
We do not necessarily show all of the details we mentioned above, but as long as someone is not saved, eventually that is what his life will be look like.
保罗说，我们不要再像这些人这样去行了。
Paul says, "Let's do not live a life like that."
不要让我们的头脑当充满都是那些虚假的谎言、欺骗的思想。
Let's do not have all the lies in our hearts, in our minds.
用神的话、神的真理、真理的道，像种子一样，真实的种子撒在我们的心田当中。我们自己要做这件事情哦。
Instead, let's sow our heart with God's word.
这个世界充满坏消息，打开新闻看这个网络都是坏消息。你要天天用福音的种子、福音的话。告诉你自己哦，放在我们的心里。
This world is full of bad news when you open the news, but we ourselves shall sow the gospel as a seed in our heart.
要让圣经神启示的光不断的照我们的心，显出我们里面的阴暗来。我们有一颗柔软的心去悔改，接受神的启示，接受神的话语，在神的面前谦虚温柔的活在神的面前。
So God's word would shine into our heart and reveal the dark part, and we open it totally in front of God, so He can shine on us again, and we can be saved.
恢复我们这个属灵的感受，能够体谅到别人的感受，让我们的真实的活出神的样式，在这个世界。
So we once again restore our spiritual feelings, and we live vividly in this world once again.
新的人是从哪里来的
？What is the cause of the new self？
第一个，这段经文告诉我们说，这个新人不是修炼来的，不是你自己努力造出来的，是神赐给我们的新的生命。
It is not being like cultivated by yourself. It is given by God.
你看第十八节啊，讲到这个旧人，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
Here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, it says, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God.
这是神给我们的一个非常宝贵的礼物，在耶稣基督里面把一个新的生命赐给了我们。
This is a very precious gift given by God, that in Jesus Christ we have new life.
凡接待耶稣的人，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Whoever accepts Jesus, has been given the power to be God's children.
我们是凭着信心来领受这份生命，领受这个礼物，然后让这个礼物能够表现在我们的生命当中。
Through faith, we accept this gift and to have it shown outside of our life.
第二个，保罗告诉我们说，这个新人从哪里来？是神造出来的。
And secondly, Paul says, this new self is created to be like God.
这个二十四节就讲了哈，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Verse 24 here mentioned, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
在基督里，神又新造了我们，让我们有这样一个全新的生命。
In Jesus, we were created again, so we have this new life.
那这个新人是长什么样呢？
So what is the look of the new self?
第一个，它是具有上帝的形象。
First, have the God's image.
在这里讲说有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And to put on the new self created to be like God in the true righteousness and holiness.
这是指我们内在的品格，内在的品质。
This is to be like God in our inner characters.
神的仁爱，神的真理，神的智慧，神的这个温柔怜悯啊，这一些的品质能够在我们的里面成型，这叫上帝的形象。
God's love, God's gentleness, and all the good characters can be solidified inside of us.
这个新人的样子又像谁呢？又像基督的样子。
And also, the new self is to be like Christ.
这是在二十节所讲的哈，你们学了基督，却不是这样。
In verse 20, it says, "You, however, did not come to know Christ that way."
他这一个很特别的说法哈，他说我们是学基督。
It's a very special way to say that we learn from Christ.
这个我们跟在世上学校里读书是不一样的。
It's different from us in the world that we study in school.
我们跟这个老师哈，我不能说学这个老师。
When we follow a teacher, we can't say we study this teacher.
我们是学这个老师所传递的知识。
We study what the knowledge this teacher passes on to us.
那在这里保罗用这个词来强调说，我们学基督的时候呢，不光是学基督所传授的真理。
Here Paul says that when we learn from Christ, we do not only learn the truth that Jesus is teaching us.
我们更是学这个人。
We also learn from him.
让基督的品格能够借着他的真理，借着他的传递，借着我们领受消化他的话语，跟他建立关系，让他的形象，让他的品性能够不断的成型在我们的里面，这是讲到学基督的意思。
Through his teaching and through our digestion of his teaching, that his image can show in front of us and we learn from it.
所以基督所呈现的他的生命的一个样式，正是这个新人当有的样式。
So what Jesus Christ present to us is exactly what the new man should look like.
然后呢，他就讲第三件事，显然是最重要的哈。这一段里面的信息就是如何去做呢？如何我们能够脱去这个旧人，穿上这个新人
？And then the third and also the most important thing he mentioned is how to put off the old man and put on the new man.
所以这里面围绕着这个新人哈，他就给我们讲了也是四个方面。
And he also mentioned four aspects around this new man.
既然旧人的问题哈，照着保罗这个最高超的心理学家的这个分析，是因为心出了问题，所以第一件事情就要做一个换心手术啊。
According to a psychologist Paul, that the biggest issue of the old self is a heart issue, then we should do a heart transplant operation.
怎么把这个硬心、坚硬如石的这个心换成一个肉心呢
？How do we transplant the as hard as rock heart into a softened heart？
我们就要接受 神所赐的这个救赎的这个恩典，救赎的这个新生命，接受这个，然后呢，请耶稣基督住进来，受洗归入基督，让圣灵来改变，来掌管我们的心啊，做一次的换心手术。
By receiving the salvation of blessing and by allowing Jesus Christ to live in our heart, we can undergo a heart transplant operation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。怎么能够进入到基督里呢？就是靠着我们的相信，就是靠着我们的跟从，靠着我们受洗归入基督。
New creation in Christ and how is through our belief, is through our faith, through baptism.
这是神的恩典，神要白白赐给我们的，只要我们凭着信心去接受啊，神就可以把我们的心换成一个柔软的，能够被他所塑造的一个新的心。
This is a blessing that given to us. As long as we accept it, we can have a new heart.
第二个我们刚才讲就是学基督。
Second one is to learn from Christ.
要听他的话。
Listen to his words.
要照着话语去行。
And to take action accordingly.
领受他的教。
To receive his teaching.
他说，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，这都是讲啊，在他的话语当中呢，去更新我们。
We mentioned that if we listen to his words and take actions, that is, his words is going to renew us.
保罗也吩咐使徒啊，凡我所吩咐你们的，你们都教训别人。他们去遵守，那这些人就是主的门徒了。
Paul also told his disciples, "What I told you, if you tell others to do, then they are all my disciples."
第三件事情这里提到心智更新。
Third thing I mentioned here is to make new in attitude of your minds.
二十三节说要将你们的心智改换一新。
Chapter 23 says to renew your minds.
那这里的心是指的。这个思想啊，我们的心思意念。
The mind here is our thoughts.
就是不断用真理的话来改变我们里面的思想。
Is to constantly renew our inner self through the God's word.
这个英文还把另外一种的意思翻译出来哈，它是讲到我们心里面的这个 attitude， 我们的心里面的这种态度。
In English, it actually mentioned the attitude in our heart.
能够谦卑，能够领受真理的那种渴慕的那种得到还要再得的那一种的渴慕的一种心态。
The humble and eager way to receive more of God's words.
那最后就是要不断的哈脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And the last one is to put off the old self and put on the new self.
换心手术一次就可以了。
We can only undergo once of the heart transplant operation.
信主受洗一次就可以了。
And the same way, one baptism is enough.
但是脱去旧人，穿上新人却是不断在进行的过程。
But put off old self and put on new self is a continuous process.
是每天都要继续进行的一个过程。
It is something we need to do continually daily.
就像我们每天早晨起来上班要出门的时候，我们都要穿好衣服。
It is the same way that every morning when we about to get ready to leave for work, we put on our clothes.
同样的，我们每天早晨一睁开眼睛，我们就知道说，哦，开始了啊，我今天要开始穿上基督了。
Same way, when we open eyes every morning, we remind us, okay, well, now I'm going to put on Jesus.
那这里面哈有一个很有意思的事情哈，这个在很多经文里面告诉我们说，我们只要信了耶稣基督，我们就已经穿上新人，我们就已经脱去旧人了。
It's very interesting. Some people say that as long as we are a believer, we already put on Jesus and put off the old self.
不光是 someone say 啊，就是圣经就是这样讲的哈。你看这个，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。这件事已经发生了，对不对？旧事已经过去了，都变成新的了。
It actually mentioned in the verses in the Bible. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
我们这个对照这个哥罗西书的平行的经文，因为以弗所书和哥罗西书是几乎同时写的，所以很多经文是平行的。
Let's compare with the book of Colossians.
你看这个哥罗西书第三章讲同样的道理的时候，他就讲得更清楚了啊。他说：“不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了，已经穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他的主的形象。”
Here in Colossians 3:9-10 says, "Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self.Which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
哥罗西书告诉我们说，我们已经穿上新人，已经脱去旧人了。
The book of Colossians told us that we have already put off the old self and put on the new self.
但是在以弗所书里面呢，保罗又劝以弗所的人，你们要不断的脱去旧人，穿上新人。
But in book of Ephesians, Paul continuously tell people to.Put off the old self and put on new self.
既然是这是已经过去已经发生的事情，为什么我们现在还要再做这件事情呢？
Since it is something has already happened, why do we need to do it again?
好几处，好多处在圣经里面都是存在这样一种的 tension. 过去好像已经发生的事情，但现在保罗还在劝我们要做这件事情。
In many occasions in the Bible has this kind of tension that something has already happened in the past, but Paul strongly urges us to do it once again.
加拉太书二章二十节，好多人都很喜欢这段经文，很多人都能背的啊。我已经与基督同钉十字架了，现在活着的不再是我了，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因着信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians 2:20 is favored by many people. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body.I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
同样宣告已经与基督同钉十字架的保罗，他也讲出同样的话。他说：“故此我愿意的善，我反不去行；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。”那他到底是活在基督里面呢，还是没有活在基督里面？
And Paul also said this in Romans, "For what I do is not the good I want to do,No, the evil I do not want to do is this I keep on doing.
是基督活在他里面呢，还是他以前的那个老我活在他里面？
Is Jesus Christ in Paul or the old Paul in Paul?
再举一个例子，还在哥罗西书里面，保罗说：“因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。”
Another example, in the book of Colossians.It says, "For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God."
那紧接着他又讲说，所以致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。
And then he says, "To put death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature—sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed."
那我们到底是死了还是没有死呢
？So, are we dead or not?
已经死了，但是我们还要致死他。
We're already dead, but we need to put death to it.
那举两个例子，大家可能就比较明白啊，保罗到底在讲什么。
Here are two examples for us to further understand what Paul is actually talking about.
保罗是用脱衣服、穿衣服来做比喻的。
This is a metaphor from Paul that to put off clothes and put on clothes.
好，我们今天出门了，我今天要去上班，所以我就要穿上上班穿的衣服。
Okay, so I'm going to work. I'm going to leave the house, so I'm going to put on the clothes for my job.
把家里穿的衣服脱掉，穿上上班我预备好的衣服。
I take off the clothes that I wear at home and take on put on the clothes that I need for my job.
好，今天周末了，我要去钓鱼啊，所以当我出门的时候，我又换上另外一套的衣服啊，钓鱼穿的衣服。
And once it's a weekend that I need to go fishing, then I take off the old clothes, the clothes I wear at home, and I put on the clothes suitable for fishing.
衣服早就在那里了。
The clothes are already there in the closet.
衣服早就预备好了。
The clothes are already prepared.
但是我们要穿上。
But we need to put them on.
耶稣基督的新生命已经赐给我们了。
The new life of Jesus Christ has already been given to us.
我们已经是新造的人了。
We are already the new, newly made man.
旧的事情已经过去了
，The old has passed。
但是我们每天，我们还要照着神的形象样式，把那个已经预备好的新的生命来穿在我们的身上。
But every day we still shall, according to God's image, to put on the new life that's made and given to us.
这个黄子佳牧师讲到这一段的时候，他用一个比喻更形象了。
There's another metaphor from Pastor Huang Zijia when he preached this part.
就是比如说，我们送我们的儿子去读大学。
For example, that we are sending our sons to college.
这个第一年啊，大学学费比如说50,000块钱。
The tuition for the first year is $50,000.
那做父母的，在他读这一年的大学开始的时候，就把这50,000块钱已经预备好了。
And parents have already prepared this amount of money before the start of the first year.
用孩子的名字已经存在他的账户里面了。
It's already saved in his account.
所以到了大学以后，这里面包括他的学费啊，他的这个书本费啊，包括他的活动费啊，什么医疗保险啊，这些钱都已经存在他银行里了。
So once he arrived at the campus, all the fee, the money for the insurance, the activity fees, the dormitory fees are already there.
所以这个孩子在学校里的时候，他需要交学费了，他就开一张支票交上去。
When it's time for the child to pay for the fees, he just write a check.
他需要买保险了，他就开一张支票交上去。
When he need to buy insurance, he just write a check.
他是不是有钱？
Does he has money?
他已经有钱了。
Yes, he has.
在学期一开始他就有钱了。
Right before the start of the semester.
但直到他开始开支票的时候，这些的钱才真正的变成他可以使用的这些钱。
But it is not till the moment that he writes that check, the money become available for him.
这就是保罗在这里讲的。
This is what Paul's been teaching us here.
我们已经是新人。
We are already renewed.
这件事情在耶稣基督的救赎里面已经一次永远的完成了。
This thing has already been done once in Jesus' redemption.
当我们凭着信心去接受耶稣基督，相信耶稣基督的时候，神已经把这个新生命的礼物一次性的交给我们。
When through faith we accept Jesus, God has already given this precious gift to us.
但是当我们跟家人相处的时候，我们需要支取这个新的生命。保罗所讲就是说，把你以前的那个行为方式把它放下，穿上新人的样式，去对待你的妻子，对待你的儿女，对待你周围的人。
But when we are with our family members, with our closest people, we need to use this to put on the new self, to treat people the same way as Jesus Christ treat other people.
这是我们不断每一天要学习靠着主的恩典去行出的那一部分。
This is what we need to do daily, with God's blessing, take actions.
大家注意保罗从第四章开始讲话的这个顺序。
Let's pay attention to the orders in chapter 4 when Paul talks.
保罗先讲哈，四章的一节到第六节，先告诉我们，我们一个大的目标是追求建立一个合一的一个教会。
In chapter 4, from 1 to 6, Paul first tells us the goal in general is to have a unified church.
然后他就讲了哈，这个教会的成长像一个身体一样，我们要各尽其职，守住自己的位置哈，联络的合适，然后在爱中渐渐的建立自己。
And then he mentioned that the growth of the church is like a body. We got to love each other and connect with each other.
然后他才讲我们今天读的这一段，要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And then he taught on today's topic, which is take off old self and put on new self.
合一是目标。
The unity is the goal.
我们建造的方式是借着身体上面我们肢体的互相的联络。互相配合，充分发挥我们的恩赐，才能够建造起来的。
By connecting with each other and fully use our spiritual gift, we connect with each other and build up.
讲完这两件事以后，保罗很郑重地说：“我现在要对你说了，我实实在在的要跟你说了，你们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。”
After that, Paul preached solemnly and said, "Now I tell you, you need to put off old self and put on new self."
为什么他不一开始讲啊？
Why doesn't he mention this very important part at the very beginning?
如果他一开始讲说我们先脱去旧人，穿上新人，然后你再好好的去建造合一的教会，再好好的发挥恩赐，好像这个顺序好像不是蛮顺畅的。
It also seems okay if he at the very beginning mentioned that you need to take off the old self, put on the new self, and then we need to build a church, unified church.
当我仔细在这里默想去揣摩的时候，发觉保罗的顺序是对的。
When we read it carefully and think it thoroughly, we realize that the order Paul mentioned is actually correct.
因为能够脱去旧人，穿上新人，这个不是一套理论哦。
Because it's not a theory of being able to take off old self and put on new self.
我们这个老我的这个生命原来那个样子那个品质啊，如果不在这个教会的生活当中，不在服侍的当中，不在彼此就是试着彼此联络的过程当中的话，我们还觉得自己不错嘞。
If it's not through connecting and serving each other in church, the image of our old self, the characteristic of that, we actually think is pretty good.
这些道理我们可以学，这些道理甚至我们可以讲，甚至可以教别人应该是怎样的。
The knowledge that we learned, and we can even teach others.
但直到我们实实在在的跟一群有血有肉的弟兄姐妹活在一起的时候，我们才发觉，哦，我们讲话有问题。我们的态度有问题，我们做事不妥当，这些老我的东西才会被表现出来。
Not until we connect and we work co-working with brothers and sisters, we realize there are some issues and the problems become to the surface.
如果不参与到教会生活，不参与到这种肢体之间实际的身体之间联络的关系的话，我们生活在一种假象当中。
We kind of live in an illusion if we do not actually participate in connection and serving each other in church.
但是神要显明我们，这是第一步哈，显明我们里面的老我，显明我们里面的那个不温柔、不谦卑、不忍耐的那种的老我的样子。
But God wants to show the old self that is who is not gentle, not humble.
然后靠着恩典啊，靠着上帝的话语的提醒，靠着我们彼此相爱的关系，让我们在这个过程呢，不断的怎么样脱去老我，穿上新人。
And through God's love and through His grace, that we continually put off the old self and put on the new self.
所以接下来哈，保罗要给我们讲四个应用了。
And here Paul's going to teach us about four applications.
说话的问题。
Problems of speaking,
发怒的问题,
problem of anger,
偷窃的问题,
problem of stealing,
属灵的问题,
and problem of spiritual.
这是接下来几周啊，我们要一起来仔细的学习的哈，怎么具体的脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And that is the topics that we are going to continue learning in the following weeks, how to take off old self and put on a new self.
所以今天让我们看到的哈，这个保罗要让我们传递一个很重要的信息，就是不断的啊，我们这个人。每一天的靠着主的恩典去脱去旧人，穿上新人，使我们怎么样？生命能够成长，能够不断的更新，并且不是一个人呢，是我们整体教会的整体能够被建立起来，基督的身体能够得到造就。
So today, the very important message Paul wants to teach us is that we need to put off the old self and put on the new self, so to make our lives grow and renew, to bring growth to the entire church body.
现在是十一月份了哈，一到十一月份马上感恩节要来，接着就是圣诞节，年底元旦哈，新的一年就要来了，我们进入了好像这一年的倒计时了。
Now it's November and we are looking forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's kind of like 2023 is starting to count down.
那常常在这段时间呢，是我们在迎接新的一年的时候，我们为新的一年做一些展望啊，做一些计划，设定一些新的目标的时候。
It is also the time that we are looking forward to a new year. We're making new year plans.
从上周一开始，我们早晨灵修读经呢，开始读民数记了。
From last Monday, our morning devotional Bible reading group has been reading the book of Numbers.
当我们读到民数记第二章的时候，当天带领的同工给我们看这张图。
When we were reading chapter 2 of Numbers,The leading co-worker showed us this picture.
大家看到这张图的时候看到什么？
When you look at it, what do you see?
这张图是按照民数记第二章的记载，把以色列人在旷野中安营的那个情况画出来的一个示意图。
According to Numbers chapter 2, someone draw this picture of the Israelites camping in the wilderness.
以色列的十二个支派分成四大块，又叫四大营。
The 12 tribes of Israel were camped here into four different divisions.
按东南西北来安营。
According to west, south, east, and north.
中间有这个云柱的哈，是代表那个会幕，就是上帝同在的地方。
In the center where you see clouds about it, that is a tabernacle where God is
最靠近这个会幕的这三小块哈，前面一小块哈，四块，这是利未人和祭司。
The three or four parts that's closest to the tabernacle, actually are the Levitics, the Levites.
每个支派的人数都详细的数出来，20岁以上的能打仗的男丁的数目都仔仔细细的记载下来，在第二章的经文里面。
The numbers of adult male who's older, 20 years older for each tribe has been detailed in the book.
通常我们读到这些数字的时候，我们一般都是跳过去啊，这些不过是一串串这个很枯燥无味的一些数字嘛。
When we read this part of the Bible, we usually just skip it because it sounds like just some numbers.
难道这些数字当中还能看到什么新的属灵亮光不成？
We don't think we can actually see any of the spiritual highlight in the numbers.
但是当我们真正的慢慢的细细的去体会，并按照圣经所记载的来恢复啊，它原来的那个情景的时候，我们看到这幅图画，我们就会大吃一惊啊。
But we become so surprised when people read it carefully and draw a drawing according to it.
我们看到一幅非常对称的、非常美丽的、充满了寓意的属灵的这个救赎的信息的一幅图画。
We saw this diagram that is symmetrical and full of spiritual meanings.
围绕着神所同在的会幕所安下的以色列这个营盘，看上去大家觉得像什么
？What does the campsite look like？
就是一个十字架，对不对
？A cross, right？
这幅图啊，你看这里画着两个人啊，因为当时这个一个是巴勒，一个是巴兰啊，这个被请来，他们是在山上远处看到以色列人所扎下的这个营盘，就是这幅图画。
There actually were two people, on the mountain seeing this side. There are Balaam.
所以这个巴兰看到这幅图画，他是这样讲的哈，圣经是这样记载的。巴兰举目看见以色列人照着支派居住，神的灵就临到他身上。
When Balaam looked out and saw Israel encamped tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came upon him.
他便提起诗歌说：“比尔的儿子巴兰啊，眼目闭住的人说。”
And he uttered his oracle, the oracle of Balaam, son of Beor.The oracle of one whose eyes sees clearly.
得听神的言语，得见全能者的异象，眼目睁开而扑倒的人说：“雅各啊，你的帐篷何等华美！以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华丽！”
The oracle of one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate and whose eyes are opened.How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel.
如接连的山谷，如河旁的院子，如耶和华所栽的沉香树，如水边的香柏木。
Like valleys, they spread out, like gardens beside a river, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters.
巴兰是谁啊？
Who is Balaam?
巴兰是以色列的敌人，要跟以色列人打仗的那个巴勒王请来的先知。
Balaam is the prophet of King Balaam that who wants to fight against Israel. He's their enemy.
请来的目的，巴勒是要巴兰去咒诅以色列人。
The purpose for this is for Balaam to curse Israelites.
就当这个巴兰要开口咒诅以色列人的时候，他却被神的灵所充满，因为他看到这一幅美丽的图画以后，神的灵就充满他，讲出的不是咒诅的话，却是祝福的话。
At that time that Balaam is about to curse Israelites, at that moment he saw this picture and he realized what happened. He was fulfilled by the Holy Spirit. When he spoke, he actually, the words come out of his mouth are instead of cursing, but blessing of the Israelites.
当这几百万的以色列人按照摩西、亚伦各支派的首领带领下，按照上帝的吩咐去安营的时候，他们照着神的话原原本本去行的时候，连他们的仇敌看见都要发出惊叹。
When the hundreds and thousands of millions of people who were led by Moses and Aaron, they follow God's instructions, even their enemies spoke out blessings.
为上帝的智慧发出惊叹。
We're surprised by God's wisdom.
这不就是我们读的以弗所书三章十节所讲的吗？我要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
Isn't this what Ephesians 3:10 taught us?
在旧约里，神是借着以色列人安营，让外邦人看见、得知神百般的智慧。今天，神是借着教会，借着你我，当我们各尽其职，守住自己的位置，来照着神的话来建立神的这个身体的时候，上帝的智慧就彰显出来。
Today, God's wisdom is shown through the church.
当我们体贴上帝的心肠，听从使徒保罗的劝勉，照着的神的心意，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心来互相的联络，用和平彼此的联络，这样我们就可以建造一个合一的教会的时候。
When we connect with each other with love, with gentle and politeness, and we can actually create and build a unified church.
当我们都充分的发挥神量给我们各自的恩赐的时候。
When we use the spiritual gifts given to each one of us from God.
当那些传福音的人忠心的传讲福音，纯正的福音的时候。
When people spreading the gospel, actually teaching the pure gospel.
当牧师教师原原本本的忠心的传递圣经的话语的时候。
When the priests are telling the words of the Lord.
当每一个圣徒都被成全，都能够各尽其职的时候。
When everyone has been fulfilled and doing his or her job.
当我们这群人都能够在真道上同归一，都能够认识神的儿子的时候。
When we can all be unified on the truth and know God's Son.
当我们不再做小孩子，中别人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被各样的这个异教之风吹得摆来摆去的时候。
When we're no longer children and move about by hearing different words and being disturbed in our heart.
当我们都能用爱心说真理的话，在凡事上长进，都连于耶稣基督的时候。
When we connect with Jesus and say the truth through our love.
当全身都靠着他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助的时候。
When we co-working and help each other,
教会的身体就会渐渐成长了。
The body of the church is going to grow.
耶稣基督的教会就会在爱中被建造起来了。
And Jesus' church will be established through love.
神的荣耀就会在基督里，就会在他的教会里面彰显出来了。
And God's glory will be glorified in Jesus in his church.
当我们行事为人不再像那些不信从的人的那个样式，存虚妄的心，心地昏昧，没有光，用自己无知的心，刚硬的心，行那些丧尽良心，丧尽没有那些感受感觉的那种私欲的行为的时候。
When we live a life no longer that like the people who do not believe in Jesus Christ.
当我们都听从神的教导，照着基督的样式不断地脱去旧人，穿上新人的时候。
When we listen to Jesus' teaching and constantly put off old self and put on new self.
神的旨意就在我们的当中成就。
Then God's will become true among us.
神的形象就在我们当中呈现，也借着我们让世界世人能够看到上帝的荣美。
And God's image will be established among us so the world can see the glory of our Lord.
神的心就会在我们的当中得到满足。
And God's heart will be satisfied among us.
按照神的吩咐，这样安营的在底下的以色列人，他们并没有看到这幅图画，对吧？
So Israelites who came down on the valley, they didn't see this image.
他们只是照着神的吩咐找到自己的位置，自己的营在哪里，自己的支派在哪里，自己的位置在哪里，然后在那里住下来，安下这个营盘。
All they did is according to God's arrangement, they find their own campsite, their own tribe, and settled.
当他们这样去做，他们就这样的很顺服的去做的时候，在远处在山上的巴兰却看到一幅非常美的图。
When they do this obediently, Balaam, who is on top of the mountain, sees this image.
天上的父也看见。
Our Heavenly Father sees this too.
同样的，当你我都照着上帝的吩咐和引导，在教会当中找到自己的位置，在那里忠心的服侍，跟旁边的肢体众弟兄姐妹联络的合适的时候，尽我们的本分的时候，神在上面都看得清清楚楚。
In the same way that if once we find our position in the church and connect with our co-workers with love and do our duty, God above sees it.
远处的世人也会看见。
And people will see it.
魔鬼仇敌也在看。
Even the devils, they can see it.
这就是我们在地上的使命。
This is our mission on earth.
忠心的照着主的安排，照着他的智慧的设计，来建造一个合一的教会的身体，让神在我们的当中显出他的荣耀。
Faithfully, take action according to God's will and build a unified church on earth, so His glorify can be shown to the world.
这个意向和使命不光是我们今年、明年的意向和使命。
This vision and mission is not only this year's.
也是我们教会只要在地上存在一天，就应该一直持续下去的意向和使命。
It is also the mission and vision of our church as long as it exists.
什么是神迹？这就是神迹哦。
What is miracle? This is miracle.
靠着这些本来是做奴隶的人，借着他们凭着信心的顺从和跟随，能够呈现出上帝的智慧来，这难道不是神迹吗？
With these people who are servants, and through their faith and their action.We can see this is miracle.
神能够借着我们这一批人，靠着上帝的恩典，成就神那永恒旨意当中美善的这个旨意和计划，那难道不是神迹吗？
Through the people like us, with God's blessing and His grace, we can fulfill His wish. Isn't that God's miracle?
你愿意看见这样的神迹？
Are you willing to see a miracle like this?
你愿意配合神的旨意，参与到成就这个神迹的过程当中吗？
Are you willing to co-working and to participate in the fulfillment of God's will?
你愿意把你自己交在上帝的手中，成为这样一个成就神迹的器皿吗？
Are you willing to put yourself in God's hand and become a vessel that can have the miracle become truth.
那今天师母给我们选的回应的诗歌就是成为神迹的器皿。
And the response song today is become a vessel of miracle.
当我们在唱这首诗歌的时候，带着一个信靠、顺服、谦卑、柔软的心来唱这首诗歌。
And hopefully that when we sing this response song, we can sing it with a heart warm, respectful, and gentle heart.